My name's Judy Rayner and I live in Bundaberg. And I'm sitting here with my mother.
I am Moya Cupid. I live in Bundaberg.
Yes. And today is the 8th of November 2011. Mm-hmm. We're in Bundaberg and we're recording the Story Project. And we're going to have a conversation about my mother's life and a few photographs that I have found that I'd like to have a conversation about.
That would be good.
That'd be good? Okay. Well, Mum, going through all your photographs, I have found this photograph of you in your younger days, mm-hmm. and I thought that you might like to tell me a little bit about the person in that photograph.
Well, that was taken. It was after the war. We used to play tennis, and probably about 1948, something like that. And else do you want?
Whereabouts were you living at that time?
Well, I lived in the country. It was a small district called Burncluth outside Chinchilla.
Okay.
On the western line.
Uh-huh.
And we had a tennis club, and we used to play in tournaments and play other districts' tennis.
So how big was Burncluth?
Oh, not a huge place. Just a lot of... Those days there were a lot of little districts. They all had their special names. Like we were Burncluth, there was Pelican, there was Caniga, Green Swamps, Black Swamps. And those.
And tennis was one of the activities that brought all those districts together.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in the country, you had to make your own fun.
Mm.
And we played tennis in the winter time. The boys played cricket in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And there were always dances. And
yes. When I looked at that photograph and I thought, that outfit that you're wearing, it's a little bit different to what I see on the TV now when they play tennis.
Yes, it certainly was. Much to my father's disgust, it was above my knees. We weren't allowed to wear shorts, so we had to wear frocks.
Okay. But, So what sort of undies do you have under there?
Oh, the traditional Bombay bloomers, yes.
So what was that made out of? Who made that?
Oh, there was a lady in Chinchilla who used to dressmake, and she made that. It was a cottony material.
Okay. So that was at a time when you were playing tennis. Mm. Where did you learn? When did you learn to play tennis?
Oh, we were only children when we learned to play. My father was a good tennis player and very keen on it. And because I was number five in a family of seven.
Mm.
So we built our own tennis court at the house. And we learnt very young. When I was going to primary school, because it was a one-teacher school in the bush, and two boys and my sister and I used to play tennis together, and we'd play children from other schools.
Okay, so what were the other school? Was there a school at Pelican and
yes.
all those little districts all had their own school?
Yes.
Okay.
And we would travel to their school or they would come to our school. And,
okay, so would that be like our weekly school sport?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. How successful were you?
Oh, we always won. Both the boys we played with were very good. And my sister and I, Peggy, we were the best players in the school, naturally, because we wouldn't have been picked to play otherwise. But,
so how many kids were in this school?
Oh, sometimes we'd get up towards 20.
Okay.
There'd be seven grades and...
So when you say the boys and you and Peggy, are these your brothers?
No, not my brothers. Boys that were in our classes at school.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you remember who they were?
Yes. Tom, Bill, and oh, and then another one was Stan. Tom was later. Bill and Dan used to play with us.
So when you played against other schools, you actually played singles, ladies' doubles?
No, we mainly played ladies' doubles, men's doubles and mixed doubles.
Okay.
He didn't have the time to play all the singles.
And you were pretty good, huh?
Oh, I was okay, yeah, for a kid.
Yeah, for a kid.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And about that time we built our own court at home, and we used to play every day if we could, if we get the milking done in time. We would, before dark, we'd be able to go and have a game of tennis.
Okay.
But, we made our own tennis net. We had to learn to tie a fisherman's knot and make the net. I will admit it never got down to ground level, but it did reach across the court.
So who made this?
It was Dad and my two brothers and the man who worked for Dad. And then we used to help a bit, but we didn't have the strong hands. And once we had the net made, we soaked it in tar to blacken it.
Okay.
So and about that time, we formed our own club.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Burncluth club, but then we were a family of seven, and the family on the next property were a family of nine, and then the next one was a family of seven, so we had plenty of players.
Uh-huh.
So we built club courts on our own, on our property.
Okay.
And we used to play other districts.
So when you built these courts, they're obviously not concrete.
Oh, no.
What were they made
out of? Just dirt, ant bed.
Okay, so you actually found ant beds and bought that in, spread it all out?
No. We built it on top of the ant bed.
Oh.
Ant's nest.
Okay. So how did you wet that down? How did you make it firm enough then?
Well, when it rained, we used to roll it with a roller, hand-pull roller, and then we'd mark the lines with lime mixed with water.
Okay, so you did the rolling yourself, you did the marking yourself. That'd be a full-time job.
Oh, well, you'd get down there early. See, winter time there wasn't that much dairying to do. Cows always seem to have a rest over winter.
Right, so that you had two courts on your own property, so you and your brothers used to maintain those.
Yeah, pretty well, yes.
So how often did other districts come to your place to play?
Oh, every weekend in winter time.
Okay, so you'd just play Saturday?
No, Saturday, for a match, yes, but when we played competition, we'd play Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And you'd dance all Saturday night.
So you had somewhere to dance?
Oh, yes. We had the schools. Okay. Each district had its own school.
Okay, so you'd move down to the school to have the dance. Okay. So what sort of music?
Well, my mother played the piano, and she used to play. And then there'd be fellows with mouth organs and a piano and accordions.
You're self-contained, weren't you?
Yes. Well, you had to be.
Yes. So these competitions that you had, how many districts would come to that?
Well, you'd sort of play a round robin. You would play one district this weekend, then you'd go to another district and they were called tournaments, tennis tournaments.
So how would you get there?
Oh, and utilities and cars and things.
Okay, so this was after the time when Grandad got a car.
Yes.
Okay.
But then when the war came, see, I was 13, I think, when the war started. So then we couldn't get tennis balls or rackets. So we didn't play for a few years.
All right. So that picture there would have been taken after...
After the war.
After the war was over.
Yes, I would have been about 18 there.
Uh-huh. So what sort of a racket is that?
Oh, that's a good racket, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one I learnt to play with. It was a wooden framed one with a square handle.
A square handle?
Yeah. And I could get my hand around it and that's all.
But that would be very heavy.
It was
as a
heavy
racket.
Yeah. It was a heavy racket. When we got the chance, we'd pinch the boys' rackets. And
your brothers?
Yes.
So what did they have?
Oh, they had better rackets than that. But then after the war, a lot of the boys didn't come back to the properties again. They went off to jobs. And,
right. And left their rackets behind.
Yes.
So you got one.
Yes, yes.
So what sort of string... What gut did they use?
Oh, cat gut.
Okay, okay.
Now it's all nylon, I think.
That's right, yes. And the balls were similar to what we have now?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Mm. Dunlop balls.
Mm. Uh-huh. And those balls bounced quite good on the ant stuff?
Oh, yes, not always true.
Mm.
But
mm.
Wasn't always true, you know, you'd have to chase them a bit, but
yeah.
Oh, we managed. There were some really good players in our club.
Mm. And, I'm just imagining that you would slip a lot.
Oh, yes, yes. Especially when pebbles came to the top of the dirt. But then the war interrupted, and I think it lost, probably Queensland lost a lot of good players because of the war.
Mm.
But that was life.
Mm, that's right. Now, I found another photograph here, Mum. Mm. If you have a look at that one, you might remember who they are.
Oh, well, yes, there's all our family, and the family next door, and then the family next door. Yeah. But we all grew up together.
So... On a Saturday, all of these people would turn up at the same place and you'd play a variety of people.
Yes.
Okay. I can see you in there.
Yeah, I'm in there. I've got a sister there and a brother and two brothers there.
So I know that you played tennis later on in life. Did your brother and sister continue to play?
Well, the eldest brother didn't come back after the war.
Okay.
He went off to a job in Sydney.
Mm.
And my sister that I used to play with in the doubles, well, she went nursing. The oldest sister, she worked with in the munitions factory during the war. Well, she didn't come home again to live.
Oh, right. So the club lost quite a few members there.
Oh, it did, yes. Yeah. Well, but the club folded then.
Oh, did it?
We didn't have enough players left.
Ah, right. Because this was quite a large club. There's another photograph. That's quite a large one.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
There's a name on the back of that, Mum. Does that say Brownlee?
Yeah, Brownlee Tennis Club, 1946.
Okay. So there were quite a number of people. There would have been 50 people in that club.
Yes. Well, there were a lot of younger ones grew up then.
Mm.
So,
you know, you won quite a few singles and mixed doubles and things.
I did, yes. When my sister left, I started playing with another lady and we won quite a few tournaments and... I won quite a lot of singles.
So what did you get for all these wins?
Oh, well, after the war there wasn't much. Sometimes you got $30, okay. 30 shillings.
Shillings, yes.
I have some cups and some silverware.
I remember you had at one stage there a silver tray. And I think it was engraved.
Yes, I've got one of those. And one cup was a rose bowl. I've still got those. And a couple of big china plates, which I still don't have. I don't have still now.
Oh, lost them.
Oh, well, I think some of the kids got in the way of them.
Oh, okay. You're talking about me now.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're good playing tennis in the country in that day, what were the opportunities like? What could you do? Where could you go?
Well, at one stage I was offered to go to Toowoomba to be trained by a chap by the name of Duncan Thompson, but I didn't go because Dad said, no, you're too young to leave home. I was only about 18.
Okay.
But then it was too late at that age to learn to play tennis properly, so I didn't go.
Did anyone from your district ever go?
Oh, a girl from a town not far away went, yes. She was very good.
Was she successful? Do we, you know, would we have heard her name around the traps being a good tennis player?
No, not that good, no.
Okay.
Good for the smaller towns.
Yeah. So who actually taught you your basics in tennis?
Oh, my father, I suppose. He taught us all. Not that we had much tutoring at all, it was just get on the court and learn to play.
Yeah, yeah. So if you played all day Saturday, what happens Saturday night?
Oh, we'd go to a dance.
Okay. Mm. So up at the local school?
Yeah, and sometimes there will be a community hall.
And other people other than players
would
come on in.
Yes, the whole district would.
Mm. Okay, well, let's go back to the photograph, Mum. Mm-hmm. All we see there is the tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do around that time in your life?
Oh, well, we did play a lot of Vigoro. We used to go to Toowoomba and play competitions in Vigoro. And,
were you as good at Vigoro as what you were with tennis?
Oh, yes, we got a cup for that.
Okay.
And, what do you want to know? Probably a bit of my home life.
Oh, yeah. What was home life like? How did you launder that white outfit?
Oh.
The ant nests, I take it, were ready brown?
Yes.
So you're playing in pure white there.
Well, we had the copper. We would boil the clothes in the copper.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, we had the wooden pot stick. You'd do that. You'd do the sheets and then the towels all separately, and these whites, the boys would have their cricket whites. And then, of course, they'd all have to be ironed. And I, being the only girl at home at that stage, did all the washing and the ironing. And we used to scrub the veranda floors and milk the cows.
It was a full-time job.
Oh, yes.
You were the lucky one who got to stay home, hey?
No, that's right. I don't know how that happened. But then at night we used to knit.
Okay.
Crochet. I learned to crochet at school and knit. And and sometimes the open fire would go out. We'd have no wood left, and then the kerosene lamp would burn out, and then we'd go to bed, the cold sheets.
Yes.
Sometimes some of the boys from the other farms used to come, and, of course, Dad would always skip out and leave us young ones with these fellows, and he'd say to them, will you turn the light off when you go home? They would sit there and sit there.
So did you play cards or
yes.
Did you?
During the war, when the boys came home on leave, we would always have a poker school at our house.
What's explain a poker school to me, Mum.
Oh, well, there'd be 13 or 14 and you'd break it up into two schools, and we had a syrup tin full of pennies and halfpennies.
Oh, so you shared them out between the two groups.
Mm.
Okay.
You'd buy so many.
Yeah.
And then if you won, you'd get your money back. If not, someone else would get it. But yes, we entertained the boys quite a lot during the war. They'd come home on leave.
Okay.
And it'd always end up at our place because we had this great big table that Dad had made. He was a sawmiller in the beginning.
Mm.
And when that cut out, we went up onto the farm.
Yeah.
When he and his father and family came over from Victoria, the father selected a block of land. This was before the First World War. His father selected a block of land for each one of the children. Dad was one of 12. And I think about 8 of them came to Queensland. And he selected a block for each one of them.
Oh, that was lucky.
Yes, but then the prickly pear during the war took over, and Dad's 3 brothers went to the war, and they just couldn't keep the prickly pear in control.
So how did you used to control the prickly pear then? Go and chop it down by hand?
Yes, that until they got this insect called cactoblastis.
Ah, right. Yes, I remember that being introduced.
And ate the prickly pear.
Okay.
But by then, most of the properties that they'd selected had been reclaimed, and there was just 2 left. And we moved up onto that and dairied.
Okay. So tell me about life on a dairy. How many cattle did you have?
Oh, we milk about 50 cows morning and night by hand. And then we'd separate the milk and the cream.
So where did the milk go
We kept the milk for the calves and the pigs, and the cream used to go to the butter factory
and
in Chinchilla.
In Chinchilla, okay. Okay, so you made your own...
Oh, yeah. We made our own butter.
Okay. Is that easy?
Oh, well, you have... Well, first of all, we used to make it in a 5-pound syrup tin and shake it and shake it and shake it till it turned into butter.
All right.
Then later on, we bought a steel churn, and it was just a matter of turning the handle, which was much easier.
Oh, yeah, it sounds really easy. I thought it was easy to go to the supermarket and just get it off the shelf.
Well, see, we lived 20 miles out of town, so you couldn't just pop down. Not that there was any supermarkets in those days.
So how did you get money? If you milked the cows and you kept most of the mill for the potties and the pigs?
Selling the cream, and then you would sell pigs and you would sell cattle.
So was there an abattoir somewhere nearby? Who bought these things?
You mainly sold calves and, you know, young stuff. And they were taken away, I don't know. I suppose Toowoomba would have been the closest abattoir.
So how old were you when you were doing this, making your own butter?
I suppose in my early teens.
Okay, so you were doing that as well as going to school?
Yeah, we used to... sometimes we had to walk to school. It was 4 miles each way. And sometimes we rode horses. For a while there, I rode a bike.
Oh, okay. And this is a one-teacher school with up to 20 students.
Yeah. Yes.
And your family provided 7 of those students.
Yeah, not all at once. Yes. Over the years. We all went to that school.
So how long did you live on the farm?
Till I was 23.
Oh, right.
And I left and got married.
So was Dad the teacher at the local school when you met him?
And not when I was going to school.
No, but...
Yes, he was at the local school. And what year did he come there? 1948.
Okay.
And we were married in 1949.
Okay, so did he play tennis as well?
He played a bit, but...
Wasn't much chopper?
No, because he'd never played before. He grew up in the city. And he had to learn then when he went out into one teacher schools.
So did you teach him to milk a cow?
No, I didn't.
You should have.
Yes.
You teach him how to wash the sheets in the copper?
And well, he learned that after we were married because we were in one teacher, he was in a one teacher school in the bush and we had no car, we had no electricity, we had no phone.
Was Bencluth his first school?
Oh no, his first school was Blackall on the staff, and then he was there 18 months when he was transferred as principal to Boulia.
Okay.
He was there for 3 years, and then he came to the school where I grew up. And,
so where did he live? If you lived on the property, what was in Bencluth?
Well, he had to board at the people closest to the school usually took the school teacher.
Oh, okay, as a friendly gesture.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yes.
All right, so Dad was at that school. Mm-hmm. He didn't play a lot of tennis. He joined in. Did he go to the dances?
Yes, but he didn't dance. He used to play cricket in the summertime. He was a good cricketer.
Was he?
Because his father was a good cricketer.
That's interesting, because both my boys were good cricketers.
Yeah.
They've inherited a bit from you two, really, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, I've got photos of Greg's father playing cricket with Don Bradman's team at Barrel.
Okay.
He was a good cricketer, but danced a bit like a kangaroo.
No, did he?
Well, that's what,
so of these fellows who played tennis were a lot better dancers than Dad.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes.
And your mother always played at the dances?
Yes. She was a good pianist.
Did you learn to play?
No, because whenever Mum was taking classes, the boys would be playing cricket and we'd go and play cricket with them. She was single, she played for the silent movies.
Grandma did?
Yes.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Oh, wherever her father was transferred to. That was in Brisbane mainly. And
okay,
then,
so what did her father do that he got transferred?
He was a policeman.
Okay, and she learnt the piano and she played for silent movies.
Yes.
Wow.
And she was an artist, so it would have been a bit of a shock to her to end up on a farm with 7 kids.
Yes, churning the old butter churn and poking the sheets in the copper.
Yeah. Yes.
How'd she cope with all that?
Marvellously. She was a marvellous cook and, you know, she coped very well for a city girl. But,
So you left the farm at 23. How long before your parents left the farm?
They sold the farm when I left home to
get
married.
Oh, no one to work, hey?
Well, I had a younger brother. But the older brother went and worked on the railway, and the younger brother and I were left to help Dad on the farm.
Is this Uncle Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
And
when you decided to get married, the labour supply dwindled greatly.
Yeah, I always told Dad he had to sell the farm when I got married.
So where did they go?
They went to Brisbane and bought a corner store.
Okay.
I'm afraid Dad was no businessman.
Okay.
And Mum was no better. People would want a pound of something or other and she'd always end up giving them £2 for the same price.
Oh.
But they wanted to go back to the country, so they
Grandma wanted to go back as well after being a city girl.
Well, she didn't, but she knew that Dad did.
Okay.
He went back out and he had a steam engine, third class certificate to drive a steam engine. And then there was a mill outside Bencluth further out called Barracoola, and they had no one to drive the steam engine. So he went back out there and did that for a few years.
Okay. But, So how old would Grandad have been around this time? You left at 23. They went into Brisbane then.
Yeah. Oh, Dad was... he must have been in his 70s, I suppose.
Oh, okay. So he went back out to work in the sawmill at 70.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he was 86 when he died.
And they lived in Columba Street in Chinchilla when they went back out to work on the in the sawmill?
Yeah. So
what did Grandma do then? Did she keep teaching piano?
No, she didn't teach it then.
So what did she do with her time while he was out at the sawmill? You weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't there then. No, she just lived at home. They had a house in Chinchilla.
So where did you live then?
When I'm in Chinchilla.
After you got married?
Well, first of all, we lived on a in a house that belonged to a cane farmer. Wheat farmer. And we rented that off him. And then we went to a place outside Boona. Oh, heavenly. We had electricity.
What was that called?
Bunjurgan.
Okay.
And of course, it's no longer there. All those one-teacher schools are gone.
Yes.
And then from there, we were there 5 years. By then, I had...
you had Dennis.
And you Brendan, had Brendan. And Judy. And me. Monica.
And you had and Monica. And Marie. Okay, so you have five of us at Bunjurgan.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to Taroom. You know where Taroom is?
Mm-hmm. I remember Taroom. I started school in Taroom.
Mm-hmm.
Walked up the gully and up the hill to convent school.
And then from there we went to Imble outside Gympie.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one. Yeah. My favourite memory there was you. The morning we were all ready to go to school and there was a green snake in the grapevine. I remember that morning. It was panic.
Yeah.
And then ring Dad.
And Dad came along with a couple of other big fellows, and by then I had killed this little green snake.
Yes, I know, and they were about inch-long pieces. You'd minced it.
Yes.
Yeah, the fellows were quite impressed, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, from Imble we went to Cloncurry. And then from Cloncurry we went to Townsville.
So going back to the original topic of tennis... how many of these places were you able to play tennis in?
I did play a little bit at Bunjurgan, not much. I was pregnant most of the time.
I was going to say, you.
Yes. Taroom I played, and then in Cloncurry.
Okay.
By then, Patricia was born. And
Did you play in Townsville?
I played squash in Townsville.
That's right.
I didn't play tennis there. But, yes, and after Townsville, Rockhampton. Well, I played a lot of tennis in Rockhampton.
Did you go into competitions at all then?
No, not after I got married.
Okay. And when you came here, I know you were playing tennis for quite some years. You did say to me at one stage that Tommy Regan used to have a quite a good quote about all your skills and his skills. And remember that?
Yeah. 20 years after we played together, we were so good. Oh, we could do anything then, you know. Mm. Yes. We were twice as good then as we ever were when we were playing. You romanced a bit.
Well, the memories get bigger and bigger, don't they?
Oh, they do. Yes.
We started off talking about one little old photograph here, Mum. We've gone off on a bit of a tangent.
Well, we have. We've mixed it up nicely.
But, yeah, we did. We mixed it up very, very well. But I was very, very keen to find out about that girl and what her life story was about.
Yeah.
And
I hope it's given you a bit of an insight into how I grew up.
Yes, Yes, I'll play it to my children. It's always very good to hear how much better off we are than what you were, but I bet you had a lot more fun than what we did.
We did. We had a wonderful growing up life.
Yeah.
There was no stress, and you know, it'd be just boys and girls together and driving here and there in utilities and then riding horses and.
Yeah.
No, we had a very good growing up. We had no money to speak of.
Yeah.
But
I think it's great. And just to have that story aired has been great. And I'll value that for many, many, many years to come.
Well, I hope you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.